Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh God, we just want to thank you and lift you up on today because you are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. You are great and you are greatly to be praised. There is nobody that is like you, God, in all the earth. You are truly one of a kind. And we just want to bless you and lift you up on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because you deserve it all. You deserve any and every praise on today, Father God. And before we go any further, Lord, we just want to lift up our hands and glorify you and let you know just how much we love you. We just want you to know on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you mean any and everything unto us, Father. It's so many times in our lives that we have a tendency of allowing ourselves, Lord, to get wrapped up with the cares of this world and this life that we do not give you what you deserve. And that's all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. So we want to give it to you right now, God. We want to lift up our hands right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we want to give you our best praise. We want to open up our hearts on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And that you may be able to enter in. We want to glorify you on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because you deserve it. You deserve to be praised, glorified, and honored on today, Lord. You deserve to be praised, glorified, and honored on today, Father. It's so many times that we get so wrapped up with the cares of this world and this life that we can't honor you as we should. But right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we want to recognize you. We want to recognize you and we want to acknowledge you as being the sole source and the very essence of our being. We want to recognize you as being our Lord, our God, our King, our everything. We want to bow down to you on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because you are worthy. We want to exalt you on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And if by chance we have exalted anything or anybody higher than you, Lord, we want to pull it down right now, Lord. Any crown we ever won, we want to lay at your feet. Any title we ever obtained, we want to lay at your feet. Any position we ever accomplished, Lord, we want to lay it at your feet. Any and every problem that we done had, Father, we want to lay at your feet. Any and every concern, Father God, that called the Okosia, that tries to consume us, Lord, we want to lay these things down at your feet on today, Father God, because we know that you can handle it. We know that you can take care of it. We know that there is nothing that is too hard for you, Father God. We know, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you are able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all we can ask, think, or imagine. We know, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that there is nobody that is greater than you, Lord. We know, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you are the great I am. You are the great I am. We know nobody can stand before you and nobody can compare. We know, Lord, if you don't go shot at it like I see. So we're going to cast down every worry, every problem, and every good you go see, and every concern at your feet. We're going to cast it all down right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because we want you to take care of it, God. Because we can't take care of it, God. We done tried to handle it. We done tried to fix it. But it seemed like it just ain't working, Father God. I'm asking you right now to touch each and every individual on tonight, Lord. Touch us in our minds and even in our hearts, Lord. Let us not get into a place of despair, even worry. Let us not get into a place, Father God, in the name of Jesus, of depression and even sadness. Lord, we'll come together on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and we'll lay any and everything down at your feet right now. We're going to give it all to you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We are coming to you on behalf of our families on today, Lord. It's some things that's going on in our families, Lord, that we cannot fix. It's some situations that's going on in our family, Father God, that we don't have a solution to. It's some concerns, Father God, that's going on in our family, Father God, that we don't even know how to approach it. So I'm asking you right now, Father God, to handle that thing. Settle that thing. Lord, I'm coming to you on behalf of every marriage on tonight, Father God. Lord, you know any and everybody, Father God, in the name of Jesus, they don't go shut now. That's even what's going on in the homes and even in the hearts. Lord, I'm asking you to soften the hearts on today and get that marriage be reunionized, Lord. I'm asking you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you will sever and remove any division on today, God. Let that unionship, Father God, become so tight, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that nothing and nobody will be able to come between it, Father God, not even their own selves, because you are a God of commitment. Lord, I'm asking you right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you will touch that mother, that father, that sister, that brother, Lord, anything that's going on, Father God, even on our jobs, Father God, and even in our friendships, Lord, I'm asking you to handle this thing and settle some things, Lord. I'm asking you to even go into the courtrooms on today, God. Go into the courtrooms, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and take care of that situation and that concern, God, that's got your people, Father God, in a tizzy fit. Lord, you say that you are our counselor and even our judge. Lord, you say that you are our lawyer and even our way maker. So right now, Father God, I'm asking you to handle that situation. I'm asking you to move some things out the way, God. I'm asking you to settle some things on today, Lord. I'm asking you to touch even our children on today, God. Whatever age group that they are in, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you to save them. Save our children on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that they will not be in a place, Father God, where we don't want them to be. And that's currently or for she going to perdition. Lord, I'm asking you to save. Remove any and every addiction, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that's causing your people, Father God, to fall by the wayside. Remove any and every temptation, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that's causing your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you don't go see, to choose that thing above you. Lord, I'm asking you right now, Father God, to complete the work of each and every individual tonight, God. I'm asking you to touch right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and open up our understanding, Lord, because there's some things that your people is going through, Father God, that they just don't understand. And even though they don't understand it, Lord, I'm asking you to open up their hearts, God, that your will and your way and your purpose would be done in their lives, Lord. I'm asking you to give us a heart of acceptance on tonight, God. Give us a heart of absolutions and forgiveness on tonight, Lord. Let us not be so grudging towards one another, all because of that thing and that situation, Father God, is not turned out the way that we think or even the way that we want. Lord, I'm asking you to touch us on today, God. Touch us right now in our hearts and our mind, Lord, that we may be at peace with one another. Some of that argumentative spirit and that dainty and that haughty spirit. Remove any and everything from our hearts is not like you, Lord. Remove any jealousy, envious, backbite, tailbearing, covetousness, lavishness, maliciousness, debate, hate, any bitterness, fornication, masturbation, any vain thinking, foul thinking, perverted thinking, any hateful thinking, pointing our finger, or even wagging our head. Lord, I'm asking you to sever that judgmental spirit on today, Lord, because we have all fallen short, God. I'm asking you to help us on today, Father God, not to be so opinionistic, Lord. I'm asking you to bring us together. Bring us closer on today, Father God. I'm asking you to help us on today, Father God, not to be so wrapped up, Father God, in the cares of this world that all we think about is money, how to get it, and when to get it. Let us not have a love for money, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we do not come to you and acknowledge these things, Lord. I'm asking you to complete the work that you begun inside of your people, Father God. Let us choose to go up the right road. Let us choose to go the right direction. Oh God, I'm asking you to do it on today, Lord, because I know that only that you go shun it like I see, only that you can, God. I'm asking you to give us the love inside of our hearts on today, God. Sever that lying spirit and that dishonest spirit on today, Father. I'm asking you right now, Father God, that you would be in the midst. And keep your angels in here, east, west, north, and south, on the roof to the foundation around the entire perimeter, Lord. I'm asking you to meet your people, Father God, even at the door, Lord, that they may be Oko Sunday Oko see. Know that you are really Oko Shanded like I see. Oh God, I'm asking you to tear down the walls and the barriers that we even build up, Father God, thinking and believing that we are protecting ourselves, Lord. I'm asking you to help your people to realize and understand that you are our shield and even our buckler. Oh God, hey God, I'm asking you to reign in this place on today, Father God, that your people will shake some things off, Lord. Let them shake some things off, Father God, that they be real. Oh God, oh God, I'm asking you to turn your women into women of valor, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that they may be able to withstand the wiles of the devil. I'm asking you to help us on today, God. Help us like never before, God. Manifest yourself on tonight, God. Manifest your power, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that your people will be in a place of peace and even contentment. Sever the spirit of greed and anxiety on today, Father God. Remove the Let us not make any decisions, Father God, before we come to you and ask you, God, and acknowledge you, Lord. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, let us come on one accord and be of one mind, Father God, that we may be able to build your kingdom up. Serve that spirit of competitiveness or even thinking and believing that we ought to prove ourselves to one another. Oh God, I'm asking you to help us on today, God. Help us on today, Father God, to be your koshanid and lokosia. Continue to shelter your people, Lord. Oh God, I'm asking you to do it, Lord, because I know that only in your koshanid and lokosia. You know some things that's heavy on the hearts of your people, Father God. I'm asking you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to address those things, Father God. I'm asking you to heal, deliver, and set your people free, Father, even from their own selves, God. Even from those soul ties and those soul de oko sangne de loco si, those old ties, God. I'm asking you to sever them today, Father. I'm asking you to uproot and unplug some things on today, God. That your people would be in a place of stability. Ground and root your people on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that they won't be so wayward and double-minded. Let your people get into a place, Father God, in the name of Jesus, of completeness in you, God. Oh God, remove the burden of grief off of your people. Let your people seek your face, Father God, with their whole heart. I'm asking you to do it on tonight, Father God, because I know that you can, I know that you will, and I know that you delight in doing so. There's some of your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that has not even gotten over their past, Lord. I'm asking you to help your people to get over their past on today, Father God, that they may get past some stuff, Lord, and that they may be able to cross over into your grace. Help us on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus. He come near the local shanaha and hold our hands, Father God. Reveal that hidden thing, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that's causing us to be in a place of despair. Remove that thing, Father God, that's causing us to be stuck in that one place, Father God, because we want to mature and grow in you naturally as well as spiritually, Lord. So I'm asking you to rain down in this place on today, God. Wash us over. Wash our minds and even our hearts on tonight, God. I'm asking you right now, Father God, to be in the midst. Let us empty out any and everything that's inside of our hearts, God, that's causing us to be cluttered, that's causing us to carry the yokes, Father God, and the burdens of this life. Lord, you said we also cast our cares on you because you care for us, Lord. So we're giving it all to you right now at this second, this minute, God. Because we know that you can handle it and we know that you can take care of it. Oh, God, we're opening up our hearts on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we even giving you an invitation to enter in. Enter in and take residence on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because we need your spirit, Lord. We need your spirit because it'll help us to be kept, God. We need your spirit, Lord, because it'll direct us and instruct us. We need your spirit, Lord, that it can keep us in line, Lord. Oh, God, I'm crying out for your people in every nation, every tongue, every religion, and every nationality. You know any and every struggle, every heartache, Father God, every ache and pain that's in the body, God. I'm asking you to remove any excess fluid in lower extremities and even in upper extremities on today, God. I'm asking you to remove any aches and pains according to your will and your purpose and your plan, Lord, because I don't know what you are going to do with each and every individual, God, but I know whatever it is that you know what is best for us, and you know, Father God, that it's going to work out for our good. So, Lord, I'm asking you to write your words upon the tables of our heart. Bind them about our necks. Stir them up in the very bowels of our belly, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we will continue to press towards the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus. I'm asking you right now, Father God, to stabilize your people, Father, that they won't be so double-minded and wishy-washy, and neither will they doubt your word, your will, your way, or even your plan, because they know without a shadow of a doubt that you got a plan for us. Your thoughts towards us is good and not evil, and that your plan is that we have an expected end, which is a future of success. Lord, I'm asking you to release your angels on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and dispatch them on our behalf, Father God, individually, Lord. You have already made promises to each and every last one of us, God. You already got a plan for each and every last one of us, God. I'm asking you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that that very thing that you spoke, God, let it be coming to fruition and manifest in the lives of your people, that they may know without a shadow of a doubt that you are real. Touch the wounds of the bodies of your women, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and open up the oh God, and let your people know, Father God, that they did that you are the one that fertilized, Father God. You are the one, Father God, that made let your people know and understand and even realize, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that it is that oh God, take us a little bit. Oh God, let us not be so complacent where we are, God. But let us seek you even the more. Take us a little bit deeper. Take us a little bit higher, God. I'm asking you to do it even now, God. Consider every prayer that's on the altar, every prayer that's on the wall, even the ones that we write out tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we get ready to fellowship and commune with one another, Father. I'm asking you right now to consider these prayers, Lord. Remove any hidden intentions and any hidden motives, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that your purpose, Father God, will be done in our lives. Give us a heart of acceptance on today that we may accept the unacceptable. Give us a heart of forgiveness on today that we may forgive the unforgivable. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we may be able to reason with one another. Open up our hearts and expound our mind perception on tonight, Lord. I'm asking you to do it even now, Lord, because you said in your word, where two or three are gathered, you are in the midst. Be in our midst, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Rain down.